Hi, Nancy. Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed today and to share some of your experiences with us about leadership and about being in a male-dominated industry. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day. Thank you very much.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
just a little bit about to let you guys know about Nancy. I met Nancy Sabino probably, I'd say, maybe about 6 months ago. I was introduced to her at a networking event and got an opportunity to get to know her a little bit. We went and had coffee and just we had a lot of things in common, both of us identifying with being nerdy, being one of them. And I really enjoyed my time getting to know Nancy and just learning about the different experiences that she's had. So, Nancy, before we get into the interview, could you just tell us a little bit about what you do with your company and a little bit of some of the experiences that you've had?
Yeah, so I am CEO of Sabino CompTech, which is a company that my husband and I founded when we were 22 years old. Not only were we 22 years old, but we also had two kids at the time. So it was my 3-year-old daughter and my newborn son at the time. So it was a crazy experience for us. But we had started our own company after being involved in another company that a friend of ours owned and kind of went sideways. So a lot of us have some of a similar experience, but we basically decided we kind of know what we've been doing and we have some experience and a lot of passion and we can figure it out from there. So we've had no formal training besides in 2015, I was accepted into the Goldman Sachs program, which kind of launched my career path in knowing exactly validating what I have had already been doing. So that was a fun experience.
That is a fun experience. Not that I know personally yet, but that is definitely something that is up on my goal board of something that I'm definitely looking forward to. That's an amazing experience, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you said that you were with another company. Have you always been in doing IT, that kind of thing, or have you had different experiences?
So I have not always been in IT. That company was my first time, and I was not even on the technical side of it. I have always been an entrepreneur. So I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid, and my husband was the tech genius. And so I had to learn the ropes, and basically learn all the technical side of it from the moment that I said, okay, let's do this business venture together. And then it was an immediate, like, I need to learn what it is that I'm going to be doing. So that's how I started in the business or in the industry in general.
That's actually really exciting to just kind of like hop in and like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that was the only way that I would know how to run the business, was if I understood what it meant, what it was about. So what are we doing exactly?
Yeah, exactly. There's actually a surprising number of businesses where people get into it and they don't take the time to really learn. Well, I think this is really cool and this is really interesting, but not learning kind of like from the ground up what's going on exactly. So for you, what defines a good leader?
To me, a great leader is someone who progresses and uplifts those around them. So for me, I feel like in order to be a good leader, you have to, one, know where you're going. And then two, be able to take care of those around you. So you want to be able to cultivate a culture that is safe for those around you and where you want someone else to also be a leader and succeed as well.
So what kind of experience, obviously, like being the owner of your own company is a big leadership role, but did you have other experiences or opportunities to have leadership roles and that helped you develop those skills?
I got my first job when I was 15. So I started working very young, and that first job experience was a game changer for me in my work ethic and what I needed to put into somewhere. So I always say my first boss was my first mentor. And it took him firing me to kind of make me realize that I wasn't reaching my potential. And from that moment on, it was like, okay, Nancy, get it together, learn as much as possible, soak in as much as possible. And so from there, it took me, when he rehired me, it took me less than 6 months to get a few promotions. And by the time that I left there, I was already store manager. And so I left from there onto another position that again was in leadership. So I knew early on that I loved helping people and I loved helping my peers. And because of that, it was like, I just had a natural knack for leadership. And that's kind of what took off my understanding of leadership.
Nice. So who would be some of your, because you had mentioned that this particular boss was also kind of like a leadership role model for you. Who are some of your other leadership role models?
My mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I have been together since we were 16, and she kind of took me under her wing and raised me, I like to say. So my mother-in-law has always been a source of inspiration for me.
Oh no, don't cry.
I get teared up with it. No, she's just such a strong woman. And, she was the one person that was like, no matter what, you can do what you put your mind towards. So she herself, is a source of inspiration for me. She was a single mom of four kids, while she was going through college. And, about five years ago, she got her master's degree. So each, no matter how old she is or where in life she's gotten, she's always progressed. And then she's given back to those who have been there for her as well. So she's always been a great leader of our family and of other places as well.
Well, see, and that's one of the things too that that I think a lot of people, as well as sometimes too with teens, is realizing that leaders aren't always necessarily in the traditional leader or leader roles, that they really are all around you. It's just looking at what actions are they doing and that kind of thing. And then from that, realizing too that you can be a leader without being, you know, the leader by title.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I don't feel like leadership means a title or a certain salary or a wage or anything like that. You can lead from any seat. And that's something that I think is very important for people to know, is you don't have to be in a certain position in order to be a leader or to help others around you. You know, uplift them as well. So, and lead them. It's literally a just a feeling of, if you know that there is better out there and you can do something to improve it, you know, take the initiative and go for it. And that's leadership to me.
Absolutely. And I know that I want to take a turn in the conversation about leadership. But first, I think it's important for to touch on a couple other things before we go there. So just wanting to address the fact of, you know, you are a woman in the IT industry, and that is traditionally a very male dominated industry. And so I'm just wondering, you know, have you always been like, which is, you know, oddly to say, the odd man out. exactly where you are. You know, are there, every situation that you go into, are you always like the only or one of the few, or are there instances where, no, yeah, you know, I go into these places and no, I'm with a bunch of women. Just
I get super geeked out when I walk into a room of industry peers and I see other women. And I'm like, yes, I'm not the only one. And then sadly, I quickly realized that a lot of the women there are in either sales, which is absolutely fine. They're still in the IT industry.
Yeah.
Or wives of the gentlemen that are there. And so that always kind of feels like, oh, I am still the only one. No. But just realizing that there is a lack of women in the engineering side of it or the technical side of it. And that to me is disheartening sometimes, especially because I realized that the reason why I've gotten certain comments over the years or why I'm looked at in certain ways over the years, it's for a reason. And that's why it's because it's not common for women to be the engineers and the technicians. So there's plenty of times where I would, back in the day when I used to be the one doing on-sites and actually working on systems, I would get the strange looks of, why are you here? Or you're a technician? And it was like, yeah, yeah, it's possible. And so it was always like, oh, guess what? Another day, another comment or something like that. So it was discouraging at the very beginning, but it also, now that I'm in a leadership role and I'm getting the same, basically the same looks or the same comments, but also on the leadership side, I'm more proud of the fact that I am one of the very few women in the room in my position with my knowledge and with my skills.
So, cause you bring that up just kind of like, how do you, when you know that you're going to be going someplace and you know that there's a really good chance that you're going to be one of very few, if not the only one in the room, like, do you give yourself like a pep talk when you're getting ready to go in the room? Like, how do you, do you need to prep yourself for that? Or like, how do you, and the reason why I'm asking that is because, if we've got some girls, I've had at different events and things like that, where I've had teen girls who are, they're in high school and they are, they're interested in math and engineering, that kind of thing. And so they've talked about how they're the only girl in the class and have asked for advice and suggestions on how to handle that, like that's stressful. And then also getting the guys in the class to, essentially kind of to listen to them. So just kind of wondering, like, so what kind of pep talk do you give yourself or advice that you have for women and girls who are kind of going through similar situations?
Oof, it's taken me a while to actually get to a point of being comfortable in my own skin when I'm in those situations. And even to this day, there's still a little bit of struggle when I'm walking into a room like that and I see a sea of men and I'm like, oh, breathe. It's okay. You're going to be okay. And I tell myself, there's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why you are in the position that you are in. And there is a reason why you are sitting at this table. You have worked your way up, or you have gotten into this class, or you have gotten into, where you are today, and it's for a reason. Because you've done the work. And so that is basically what I tell myself to say, basically confirm, you are here. You deserve to be here. Your voice should be heard. You know what you're talking about. You are just as smart as these people around you, and you may not have the same experience, but neither might the guy next to you. So it's okay.
I know. Yeah. That right there, a lot of times we make the assumptions about the other people in the room that they are more experienced than we are, when in fact, you probably have more experience and more knowledge than them. You just don't know that, because walking into a room and looking at people, you don't know, unless they're like a famous person and you know them. Exactly. Seriously, like, and I think that is a lot of times what we tend to do to ourselves, is to assume that everybody else in the room knows more than we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's okay if somebody else has more experience. I've come to peace with that. Like, I don't know everything, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I can learn as I go, and that gives me the ability of learning even more, which I find to be something that's even better than having all the experience, is being open to learning. So it's one of those where I know that I'm there to learn no matter what. And I also see it as I have my own personal unique way of seeing things and understanding things that others may not be able to see. So I will contribute in a different way than the next person. And that's why I deserve to be there and to be heard.
Awesome. I like that. Okay. So have you seen, sorry, I was like looking at my notes. I have my questions down here. So have you seen any changes in like the landscape of technology, where we are getting more women into, or the way that you are received when you walk into the room? Have you seen any changes within the industry like that?
I've been in the industry for a little over 10 years now, and sadly not really. There have been, I would say, minor steps, but we have a long way to go. And sadly, I think what ends up happening is that women are not feeling the inclusiveness in the industry, and because of that, it's very difficult to wake up every day and go to a job where you're not accepted. So that is extremely difficult, especially in the IT industry. I think I've just gotten very lucky because it's my own company, and my business partner is my husband. So I'm very lucky in that aspect. But because of the changes that are not happening in the industry, that's something that we have taken in very close for our company. So I can tell you that my staff is equal, both male and females, on both the engineering and technical side, as well as the admin side. So those are things that we see aren't changing, and therefore we want to make a difference when it comes to how it's changing.
Nice. So that kind of leads into then kind of how I wanted to end with talking with you, is about the challenges that you have as a leader and in the industry that you're in. How do you handle those challenges? Like, I don't even know if you want to like give a specific example of, like, there was this kind of challenge that happened with me within my role as a leader, and this is how I handled it. If you want to be, because again, I don't know how specific you can be with.
That's a good question. I think that one of the things that I've learned is that when you're a leader, or just whatever position you're in, especially being an entrepreneur, it's both personal and business. So for me, a lot of the struggles were on the personal side of the challenges that I faced, and that helped me on the business side later. But I first had to focus on my personal well-being. And so I had, I can tell you one incident where we went to our very first convention. You've heard this story before, but
it's a good one though.
Yeah. So very first convention, within the industry. And by day two, I was basically, could not leave the hotel room. Just because I felt like I didn't deserve to be there, or I was not what people expected. And so from that moment, I kind of told myself, so what if you're not what people expect? So what if you don't have the experience? So what if you are different? You could be a purple unicorn in the middle of the room, and no matter what, people are gonna say something. So why not just turn that into a positive experience? So I had to work on my personal view and perspective first. And once I started working on that and kind of feeling better about myself and being comfortable within my own skin, then I was able to kind of transition that into the leadership that I was able to provide. So I feel like I have become a better leader by solidifying my personal challenges first and then moving on. So now I walk into a room and I get red because that's just what happens. I'm a lot more comfortable with where I am and who I'm speaking with. And it's just one of those where I had to do that first, get over that challenge first, and then move on. And now I can actually lead my people and in a way that is true to who we are as a company and who I am as a person. So which I think is very important. Did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. You did. And you brought up a really good point is that I think a lot of times too, especially with women, especially with teen girls, we feel like we have to be a certain way. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're wanting to be a leader, you feel like you need to even more so be a certain way, and that may not be necessarily being true to yourself. And that kind of thing. So like you were talking about, like there were things that I needed to deal with personally first, mm-hmm. before I could really, you know, step into that leadership and be that good, effective leadership and be able to walk into that room and know that I'm here, that I'm supposed to be here. And I think that really is so very important, is that everybody really needs to be okay with who they are. Mm-hmm. And to realize that the way that you're gonna be a leader is probably gonna be different than the way that I'm gonna be a leader. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, as long as we know who we are, know what we stand for,
yep.
and then match our actions to what it is that we believe, instead of trying to live up to some certain standard or that kind of thing, or do certain actions that we think that, now I'm in a leadership position, so now I need to act differently. There's that whole, what is that stupid saying? I dislike it so much that I've pretty much forgotten it. But it is, I know, like, I raise it, it's kind of, you know, act like a lady, think like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like that right there, just kind of like, so I've seen so many of my female colleagues who stepped into leadership positions and then totally changed the way that they acted. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they thought, I have to do something differently now, yep. that I'm in this as a title leadership position.
Right.
It's kind of like, if you're being given that leadership position, it's because of who you were prior to that. And you don't need to change. So just, it really is like, I really like that you bring up that point of just knowing who you are and being comfortable with that. It's really important.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the key factors, I think, is after that conference, I started the phrase of no robot business here, just because I'm a goofy person by nature. And I'm not okay with being like corporate robot. And so I was like, no business robot here. I am who I am, and I hope that others like me for who I am. And if not, then it's okay. We don't have to do business. But that's one thing I have learned, that it's okay to stand out and it's okay to be different. And it's much better that way. And it's also much better for those around you as well.
Yeah, definitely. When you're feeling good and that's who you are, and you're being who you are, again, you said it's great for you because then you feel good, but then it's also then the way that you are treating other people around you. So it's a whole lot better for them too. So, so definitely. So any parting words of, advice to anyone who is looking to strengthen their leadership skills, do a little bit more as far as not necessarily into like the traditional leadership title role, but is definitely wanting to kind of flex their leadership muscles a little bit? Words of advice for them.
Like I said earlier, leadership isn't about a position or a wage. You can lead from any position. You could be the entry level position and you can lead those around you just by doing the right thing, and surround yourself with those that will uplift you and that you will want to uplift. Those are the other things, is having a strong team and friends and mentors that will be there for you and will help you along the way, because everybody has ups and downs. So you want the right people there with you at both times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to be with us. Really appreciate all of the sharing that you did with us today and the advice that you had to offer. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. See you guys later.
Bye.